Justin Tucker last night kicking the Ravens to victory. We were just talking about that. And in his post-game comments, he gave a shout-out to all the points he scored for his fantasy football, the people who had him on his team. So I thought that was very cool. I enjoyed that.
I thought that was really cool. By the way, you're shopping for a Browns fan during the holiday season. Shop the biggest selection of apparel and merchandise at the Cleveland Browns Team Shop this holiday season. Visit the Team Shop at First Energy Stadium. It's open 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. 7 days a week, or shop online on the Browns mobile app or at shop.clevelandbrowns.com. And you know you can tweet us, by the way, at Browns_daily. Dial us up at 216-578-0850. We want your barks from the pound, your growls. Cue the sound. 216-578-0850. Want to hear what you have to say. And some people have, in fact, well, a lot of people have chimed in already. I want to get into one tweet right here from Gerard. His name, I think, or Jared, I guess. I guess it's Jared. Anyway, Jared via Twitter said he disagrees with the point that I made about Horton being a head coaching prospect. He's showing the same here as in Arizona. He can't finish. Why hire a head coach that can't motivate to the end? I don't think, though, Jared, that the issue is motivation with Horton. In fact, quite the opposite. I think he motivates quite well. The players love his system, love his scheme. Talk to T.J. Ward. Talk to DeQuell Jackson. The words they throw around about Ray Horton are genius. That's their word for him. And they had a very smart Ivy League defensive coordinator here before by the name of Dick Geron, who they liked. I don't know if I ever heard him referred to as a genius, but they definitely called this guy, you know, used that term and were very, very were very, very high, you know, very, very much talking about him in terms of being a genius and being enthusiastic about his work. So, you know, I think motivation, I mean, he gets them fired up. He gets them kind of, you know, ready to play. And don't you think? I mean,
I do. And I think that's one of the reasons that I think a lot of this stuff hurts these guys so much is that they want to come through for Ray Horton, who they like so much. They want to see, you know, deliver for a head coach, for a guy, Ray Horton, who's trying to advance his career and obviously help this football team, the Cleveland Brown, win the game. So I think that they know that he knows what he's doing. And I think, again, we talked about how the stats are not necessarily commensurate with everything we've seen on the field, but there has been a massive marked change in the improvement of this defense as a whole on the season. It just has not been as apparent as we'd like it the last 3 weeks because the breakdowns have unfortunately come at the most critical of times and have turned W's into L's.
Yeah. So that would be my take, Jared. And here's the other thing, and I'm not here leading a campaign on behalf of Ray Horton by any stretch of the imagination. I hope for all assistant coaches' sake who haven't been head coaches or, you know, haven't gotten that shot, that's the shot they want, and I want it for him. You know, he's a guy that you can root for. I mean, at least based on my exposure to him. But anyway, I think that's something to be said in terms of his ability to and hopefully get this opportunity. Okay, we're going to shortly hear from Rob Chudzinski, the head coach of the Browns. I had a chance to sit down with him. Again, not in his normal Monday spot, but he is joining us today. And interesting things we'll talk about, of course, the Chicago game and some stuff going forward. That is coming up next on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.